From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The House Ways and Means Committee has submitted a request to the IRS for Trump's tax returns for the last 6 years. Democratic Representative Richard Neal, who chairs the committee, is apparently using a little-known piece of federal tax law to make the request. The provision in question dates back to the so-called Teapot Dome scandal from the Warren G. Harding administration. Progressive activists have been pressuring Mr. Neal for months to use his authority in what is sure to turn into a legal fight. The IRS has only until April 10th to provide the information. In a statement, Congressman Neal said, "I take the authority to make this request very seriously, and I approach it with the utmost care and respect. This request is about policy, not politics." Trump has scrambled to respond, saying that because he is under audit, he cannot turn over his tax returns, and also saying that the Attorney General would respond. Mr. Neal's request is to the IRS, not to Trump or to the Attorney General. My guest is Frank Clemente, Executive Director of Americans for Tax Fairness. Welcome to the program, Frank.
Thanks for having me, Sonali. Good to see you.
Thanks for joining us. So let's first try to understand under what authority Mr. Neal is making this request. And he is requesting the IRS, but it's the Treasury Secretary that is supposed to turn over the returns that have been requested?
Well, so the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, is a division in the Treasury Department. So technically, the Secretary of the Treasury, who's Steven Mnuchin, he has the ultimate authority here, but the letter is addressed to the head of the IRS asking them to comply. That's typically how it's done. The IRS has never refused a request like this from a tax writing committee, which in this case is the House Ways and Means Committee. The law is very clear in its intent. It says that the IRS shall turn over the tax returns upon request of the committee chairman.
So there's basically almost no wiggle room here. And I understand that Mr. Neal has requested the tax returns for just the past 6 years, because that's the number of returns for years that you're expected to have on hand. And that if it were to be a request for more than 6 years, he was worried that a lawsuit to fight this request might get off on a technicality. Is that accurate?
Yeah, well, he's assuming that the president is going to challenge this, whether or not the president has the grounds to challenge it or not. He wanted to be as airtight as possible to minimize the amount of legal delay that could ensue. In the end, I think he's very confident that the House will prevail in a court case, even at the Supreme Court level, even in front of the two recent justices that Trump has appointed there, because the statute is so clear. And in fact, the way he constructed this request, he based it on a very narrow tailoring of what their statutory authority is. And he says he's basically making this request in order to determine how effectively the IRS is implementing the requirement that it audit the president's tax returns. So he's not wild-eyed and radical in saying, I'm doing this because I want to know if President Trump is paying his fair share of taxes, or if there's any conflicts of interest with the Soviet Union that might show up in his tax returns, or oligarchs in Russia, or with the Saudi kingdom. He's not going there at all. He's simply very narrowly tailored to, is the IRS properly conducting audits of presidential tax returns?
Are you happy with the way in which this request has been put forward then? Because I know your organization has been among those that have been pressuring Democrats with their authority in the House to demand Trump's tax returns. Your organization put out a report last December, the case for Congress obtaining Trump's tax returns.
I think it was a very smart move on the part of Chairman Neal to have a narrowly tailored request, because this is going to be challenged in court. And he's using this statutory authority of the committee, and relatively narrow statutory authority of the committee is what he's basing his request on. So that makes it harder and harder for the president's lawyers to say, well, or the IRS in this case, the IRS to say that I shouldn't turn over these tax returns. So I think it was a smart move on his part. were very happy. He also didn't just request the personal tax returns of President Trump for the last 6 years. He also requested the business tax returns of the president for the last 6 years. Now, that's important because most of the president's income, we believe, we don't know because we haven't seen his tax returns, but from a couple of two earlier years, his tax returns have been available. He makes most of his money from the Trump Organization. The Trump Organization is not a corporation. It's a collection of over 500 what you call business entities. Those are LLCs, partnerships, S corporations. We don't know all the different ways that he's incorporated himself, but he's asked for the business tax returns of seven of those entities, and they've identified that those seven entities they believe comprise most of President Trump's income. So that was very smart because that's going to give you a lot more information than you would just get in the top line tax return.
Who will see these tax returns, assuming they are obtained?
Well, my guess is they're going to be very closely held for the time being for the initial examination. It will probably be the chairman himself. I doubt he will give it to other committee members initially. I am sure it would be committee staff who would be more skilled at reviewing these tax returns and the related sets of information. My guess is he will also have the Joint Committee on Taxation. This is a professional committee that is shared. It's a bipartisan committee. It's shared between the House and the Senate as well. And they're the folks who score all the tax bills that come through Congress. They understand in great detail how to read tax returns and to determine what is going on within tax returns. And so my guess is that they will involve those committee staff as well. All this will take place, I'm sure, in secured rooms. So I would imagine for quite a while this is going to happen behind closed doors. The chance of the public's the next stage would be whether or not committee members would get access to them. I don't know how Chairman Neal will handle that. The larger question is, would the chairman disclose these to the entire Congress? And there would have to be an action taken in order to do that.
And we should, of course, remind ourselves that it has been the practice for decades that presidents, even presidential candidates, release their tax returns to the public. And Trump has basically refused to do so. We've seen one 1995 tax return, I believe it was, that the New York Times obtained, that showed he was declaring such a huge loss on his businesses that it would protect him from paying taxes for years to come. So that even that one tax return showed that there could be some problematic aspects to his more recent tax returns. What could these tax returns, because they would be for the past 6 years, we would be looking at tax returns, both personal and business, filed during years that the president was president, right? Could these be used to examine whether he's violated the Emoluments Clause, how he's benefited from the tax reform law?
Yes. Well, so right now, I don't know whether he's filed his 2018 tax returns.
Right.
His 2018 tax returns are the only year where we would actually see evidence of how the tax law that passed at the end of 2017, how that might have benefited him. One can surmise, looking at his 2017 tax returns, which is based on his income for 2017, one can determine there whether or not, one can basically make some assumptions as to how he would be affected. But it's his 2018 tax return, which we're really going to see most of the information in. So I don't know when we would get that. Going back, you know, we would see his his returns for, I guess, 3 or 4 years prior to becoming president. Those should be quite informative. I think it's hard to tell, though. I mean, we know a lot of Russian, he himself and his sons have said that the Trump Organization has made a lot of money off of Russians. That Russians have bought a lot of properties from the Trump Organization or its various business entities. And all of these entities, I can't say all of them, but many of them are incorporated in Delaware. Delaware is very secretive disclosure laws on business entities and on corporations. So it's very hard to penetrate that as well. but it should be possible to determine sources of income and you know, names of sources of income in some of these background documents that should be made available as part of the business tax returns. And so it's through that means that one would be able to determine how much money might be coming in from foreign countries, foreign corporations, foreign business entities, et cetera, to determine, but also as well, how much income is being generated by his businesses in America, and perhaps being able to tell how much is being generated by companies that have a conflict of interest, like his, you know, his hotel here just down the street, the Trump International Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue. We know, for instance, from news reporting that Saudi businesses, a lobbying firm associated with the Saudi government has spent, well, as of the end of last year, spent close to $300,000 on fancy events there at the Trump International Hotel. Whether or not that kind of stuff will show up in the tax return is going to be hard to tell.
So the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee can request these tax returns based on a very narrow set of requirements, checking to see if the IRS is auditing Trump properly. But then once they do obtain them, can actually dig through them and look through them for whatever reasons they want. They don't have to restrict it to that, to the reason for that request.
Right. I think that the way that they would become public to, let me say public to the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. and I said once it becomes public to the House of Representatives, it would become public to the larger public, is if they found problems, if they discovered probably not the normal course of tax avoidance, which is legal, but perhaps tax dodging, you know, which is skirting the law. I would think that that would be made public. I would think if they determine that there's sources of income here that look like they are related to Russia, that could put the or Saudi Arabia, that could put the president in compromised positions, that could have some effect on how he's behaving with respect to the Soviet.
So, in other words, whether there are outside entities that have political leverage over him because of their financial investments in his businesses.
Compromised, exactly. Yeah. That there's some sort of a conflict of interest going on there, with foreign governments, based on income that is being generated for the Trump organization that's coming from outside foreign entities, and in places like Russia and Saudi Arabia. You know that those aren't private companies. Those are companies that are very connected to the government.
Right.
And so it would be obviously related to U.S. foreign policy. So it's through if they uncover things like that, I think then Rich Neal, chairman of the committee, would be likely to go and make these available to the larger House of Representatives because it would be in the public interest. He's a conservative lawmaker. He's not somebody to rock the boat. He actually prefers to operate in a bipartisan fashion. So he's not going to be banging the table on this. He's going to be he will be discreet for the time being.
Let's talk about the way in which the committee could force that set of tax returns to be handed over. Trump seems to think that he can stop it. He has said first that the attorney general will get involved. What do you make of that? And then, you know, he also simply said that he wouldn't hand over the tax returns because he's under audit, even though he's not the one being made the request of. So is he sort of creating distractions and raising red herrings in terms of the request being made?
I think so. I mean, the Attorney General, as far as I can tell, is, well, first of all, the Attorney General is not his personal lawyer.
Right.
He's the lawyer for the American people.
He treats him as if he's a personal lawyer, but yeah.
So, and there's no jurisdiction here either from the Justice Department's point of view. This is an IRS matter, a Treasury Department matter. So I think Trump, honestly, you know, we know the president often talks about the federal government in a way that it's obviously doesn't really know how the federal government operates. I think this is one of those cases. The IRS has two loyalties, I guess. One is to protect the taxpayer. And so I assume that their legal counsel will be looking at it. Is there a legitimate interest on the part of the House of Representatives for this or not, for these tax returns or not. And I would presume that's why the request was so narrowly tailored. So they will have to make a decision, a call there or not. And now I don't know how much they, you know, they're, the IRS does not want to get in the middle of a political fight. They are scrupulous about maintaining impartiality and being not a nonpartisan entity. So this is a fascinating thing, dance that we're going to see occur shortly, which is the president of the United States interfering with the IRS and telling the IRS what it should do. And whether or not the head of the IRS is going to be willing to buck the president's request of him, is a very interesting question. Mnuchin, ultimately, he does have authority over the, he could overrule the commissioner of the IRS, but he would have to do this in such a way. I mean, look, this is straight up politics. This has never been done before. The request from Congress for tax returns has never been refused before. And there's ample reason why the president should be required to turn over his tax returns. It's a very fascinating
In mid-March, Steven Mnuchin said, "We will examine the request in anticipation of the request being made and will follow the law, and we will protect the president as we would protect any taxpayer regarding their right to privacy." Does the president have a right to privacy with respect to the House Ways and Means Chair, especially being president?
Well, that's the issue, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the right to privacy, to me, there is no requirement that presidents release or candidates release their tax returns. So it is actually correct by law that the president does not have to release his tax returns. But this is pursuant to a legitimate congressional investigation. The lawyers on one side will say, so the president has to comply with that request. The president's lawyers will try and fight that. Now, whether or not they can get the Treasury Department's lawyers and the IRS's lawyers to follow what Trump wants is another question. I don't, you know, it's fascinating. Right.
Trump has said that, from what I understand, the law is 100% on my side, which probably suggests he has very little understanding of the law, and that he will fight it all the way up to the Supreme Court. But you suggested that even those conservative justices that he has appointed are unlikely to find much wiggle room in that 1924 federal tax code provision, right?
Well, the statute is very clear that the only...
It doesn't say that the IRS may hand them over. It says the IRS shall hand them over.
Shall hand them over. It's tremendous authority that the law grants to the committee. And I think that the way... Again, this is not turning them over to the public. This is turning them over to an impanel of a committee of Congress that has the legal authority to look at them. And so it's hard for me to imagine that a court wouldn't back that up. The only question is because it's the president, is there some loophole, some justification that they, legal justification that they could find for not forcing him to comply with the law? I don't think so. But Trump will milk that as far as he can go.
Now, Republican allies of President Trump are upset. They're saying that the Democrats are weaponizing the IRS, and they warn that the Democrats would be sorry because a future Democratic president might be subjected to the same thing. But if any future president, Democrat or Republican, simply continues along the tradition that all other presidents for decades have adhered to, they wouldn't need the IRS to hand over any tax returns, right? So it seems like an empty threat.
It is an empty threat. And our hope is, as you may be aware, House Resolution 1, H.R. 1, the first bill that was passed by the House of Representatives this year, it has a requirement that presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates release 10 years of their tax returns when they're running for office, as well as if they become president. So now, that's not about to pass anytime soon. Mitch McConnell over in the Senate will not allow that. But Who knows if there's a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress in 2021? I'm sure a first order of business will be to pass a kind of big ethics lobbying reform bill like HR1 that includes the requirement to produce these tax returns. So I don't think that's the issue.
I'm wondering if you've seen this report about a chief counsel at the IRS named Michael Desmond, whose confirmation, it seems as though the president fast-tracked. This is the same president who has left so many departments and positions unfilled and with acting heads in place, just as he pushed through the confirmation of William Barr as Attorney General when it came to the Mueller report. There's some speculation that he pushed through the confirmation of this particular person, Michael Desmond. It has been reported that Desmond counseled the Trump Organization a few years ago on his real estate company. Basically, you know, was someone that the president, then a candidate, or maybe not even a candidate at that time, hired Michael Desmond briefly to advise him on tax questions. So this is clearly somebody, a person that he has personal contact with.
But I did read a story which suggested that this guy was green-lighted very quickly to get in place as the legal counsel at the IRS. So I'm not surprised. Trump is a, you know, despite all the crazy things the guy does, he's relatively shrewd about protecting himself.
Right, over the interests of the country. Finally, what needs to happen from the public? Is there any push, any grassroots push? I know that in years past, there have been marches demanding Trump release his tax return. Is now the time for observing and watching the legal system play out?
Yeah, I think that, I think that, you know, I've been struggling with this myself. What do we do in this period of time? And I think that we've got to respect what Chairman Neal is doing as being a smart way to proceed. I don't think it's going to matter because I think Trump is going to, turn the Treasury and basically have the wheels of government, the wheels of the executive branch fight the wheels of Congress on this legally. I think we need to first let that play out. And it's not too long. I mean, we got Neal, the 10th is next Wednesday. I assume there'll be a bunch of legal skirmishing that goes after that, but let's let it play out a little bit. If Trump has the wheels of government fighting this, then I think it'll become a big national story and we'll see where we go from there. I mean, there's lots of investigations going on about the Trump Organization and its finances. My guess is that we're going to learn a lot more about shady financial dealings, especially if the CFO, forgetting his name now,
Alan Weisselberg?
Weisselberg, yeah. If he ends up coming before Congress, Trump's lawyer came before Congress and has to testify and has to admit to, financial misdeeds, then I think the desire to get the tax returns will even increase too. So there could be pressure coming from different sides here.
Right. Give out a website, Frank, for your organization.
Sure. It's AmericansForTaxFairness.org.
And we link to that from our website. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonali. Take care.
My guest has been Frank Clemente, Executive Director of Americans for Tax Fairness. We've been discussing the request for Trump's tax returns. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.